Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yep. Back on July 6th, you were just cleaning up your 4th of July party. Maybe you went out and saw fireworks the night before for any community that decided on July 5th that you were going to hang out in your lawn chair and sit around, and then realize in the background, the Guardians were losing that night to Detroit 1-0. And you were like, oh man, that there's no hope. And then the next day was Sunday. And on that afternoon game, the Guardians took to the field. They were at home. They played Detroit again. They lost 7-2, and you looked for the first time, and you looked at games back in the standings, and you said, up 15.5 back on July 6th. On Monday, July 7th, against Houston, as the team traveled down to the land of cheaters, they lost 7-5. Probably got hit by a train that was going through the outfield that night. You may have, or maybe not. And they were still 15.5 back. And then on Tuesday, July 8th, while the team was still in Houston, they won that game 7-5, by the way, but they were still 15.5 back. On Tuesday, July 8th, still in Houston, they advanced their record to 42-48, six games under 500 with a 10-6 win. Yet, that GB column, games back, still red, 15.5 back on the Detroit Tigers in the American League Central. So as your depression started to set in with little hope...
Is this you narrating the championship DVD? Like, is this your tryout for this?
I think so.
Okay.
And
anyway,
with little hope in your way, you woke up the next day knowing that they were having a pretty good series against Houston. On Wednesday, July 9th, they won 4-2. On Friday, July 11th, they won 4-2. Back-to-back wins. And suddenly that team that had pondered the depths of destruction of being 15.5 games back seemed to be on their way back. But if your friends looked at you and said, you think they have any chance in the Central, they laughed at you. Ha, 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 they said. And then about 2 weeks ago, your little friend, Uncle Andy around here, said, you know what's crazy? They're still 10 back, but for some reason, they have six games against the Tigers, and I wonder if they would have a shot to get back in this thing. And miraculously, on September 6th, they beat Tampa Bay 3-2, and they were 10 games back. Then, on September 7th, a young man named Messick with his family hanging out in the stands in Tampa Bay cheered him on to victory, 2-1, and now they were 9 games back. And to make sure this story doesn't take the entire 4 hours, I flash forward to Tuesday night, September 16th. They entered the gigantic, cavernous grounds in Detroit. Trying to think of a better way, of Comerica Park.
Comerica.
And they walked out victorious 7-5. And you thought to yourself, there's no way they're going to have a chance to win the Central. And yet the next day, Wednesday of this week, your hopes, your glory, your euphoria told you maybe they can, and walked away with a 4-0 win as the diabolical front office switched around the starting rotation and had Gavin Williams step out on the mound. And then they found themselves 4.5 back. And then yesterday, Bybee came through with a 3-1 win. And look at that team that we talked about, those youngsters at the 4th of July holiday who were 15.5 back, now find themselves 3.5 back. And our journey continues into the last week of the season and 6 minutes into a story that we already knew yet needed to be compelled to walk back down that track to say, holy, I can't believe Schmidt would be good in this instance. Schmidt! They're only 3.5 games back, and if they can win a certain combination of four games, they could win the American League Central and have the greatest comeback in the history of the game. Whew. How was our story, son? Is it unwritten, or are we going to be devastated by the end of the week?
Well, first and foremost, well done by you. That was wonderful. I would put you in the championship DVD if it happens to come that way.
Man, I hope it happens. Don't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Can't you feel it?
Oh, God, yeah. This is a big movie, kids. This is my big plea to Guardians fans right now. Put both of your feet in the sand and enjoy the moment. Don't look any further than what's in front of you. Enjoy the moment. You are in September. You are playing meaningful September baseball. It's a playoff chase, and you're cooking. And you're winning. You're, what is it now, 12 of 13 games, I believe, they've won? Like, you're cooking in the right direction. So enjoy every last bit of what's happening right now with this team. Can they make it? Yeah.
Wait a minute. At the beginning of the week, you said, no, I don't think they're going to do it. Everybody in their right mind was correct. There's just no way you would think that they were going to do this.
I still don't totally think so. I still think they're going to sadly be on the outside looking in because I think the hill's a little too high to climb. But I want to be wrong. And I want to be proven wrong, and I want it to get thrown in my face, because if it's getting thrown in my face, that means we're having a party. And it means that we're having a good old time here, and we know that, you know, whomever is coming into town for a three-game series, and we're going to be biting our fingernails throughout a three-game series in postseason baseball, which is what we all want out of this whole thing. I'll tell you, this has been an awesome
ride. We could end up going back to Detroit, right, for the next two? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. If they end up with the second-best record, you're going back to Detroit. This run has been unbelievable. And Zach Meisel wrote an awesome piece in The Athletic about this Guardians run. And it's very tongue-in-cheek on top of it, basically with pronunciation guides to every player that's on here, so that for those of you who are just hopping on the bandwagon, you know
where we've been this whole time. Come on, we're all bandwagon. Who cares?
Oh, I know.
Hop on.
It's so good. They have been so good in this run. So I went and picked, I did what I do best, which is numbers. I picked August 25th, which was when they came off of that sweep. The Rangers swept them, right? Mm-hmm. And we were all in the dumps. It was August 25th. That's where they go to win 2 of 3 from the Rays and get on this big run from there.
Yeah, did I say 9 games? I meant 10 games. Keep going. Sorry.
From that moment, the starting pitching has had 23 games. They've thrown 206 innings with a 2.75 ERA. Rolling, like absolutely rolling this team. The bullpen, if you want to throw them in too, they have thrown 64 innings in that span with a 2.88 ERA. Rolling. This pitching staff has carried this team to this point once again. They caught fire at the right time. The six-man rotation is brilliant. Steven Vogt was onto something when he decided we're going six-man rotation. Cantillo has been awesome. Bibee has figured some things out. He talked to the media about that. I don't know if you wanted to get to that here or maybe a little bit later on of what Bibee had to say about how he was able to turn some of this stuff around.
Go for it.
But Bibee, it was really funny. It was in Meisel's piece as well, and then he talked about it afterwards. And it was basically on what has turned around and happened, and what he pointed to was something you wouldn't see, and it involves a guy who was sent down to AAA. This is Tanner Bibee after the game.
After Joey's went 8 innings, one of his starts, and I was like, dude, like, what was the difference? And he was like, well, I was throwing a lot of fastballs. And I was like, oh. And I kind of thought about it, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And then that's what I did against the White Sox. And then after the first inning, or the first 2 innings, I started doing it, and then, okay, let's go back to it.
It's the difference between a fastball and a
the mentality behind it, man. I mean, I feel like sometimes you throw a heater and you're like, oh, I don't want this to get hit. But when you throw like a fastball, it's like, hit it. I dare you.
I think we all need one of those in our lives, don't we? We all should be able to throw that. You know, the other part of this, too.
So Greg Williams, come get some fastball.
Yeah, and so I agree. But I don't know if you've noticed this, but since, I think it's over the last eight games, they've scored either three or four runs in every one of those games. They had one game, I think, where they had seven in that stretch. And even the game before, they only had two. They won that game, and they had scored 10 the night before that. So, I mean, you just kind of, you look at what they've been able to do, and I'm just taken aback by what they've been able to do. And I'm having fun, and that's the other thing, too. And by the way, ESPN, I think they started the week at like 7% chance or 8% chance of making the playoffs. Do you see where they are this morning?
Do we have to go Han Solo? Do we need to go Han Solo?
Sure, go ahead.
Never tell me the odds.
Well, you want to know them?
You're gonna go
what
through.
I just saw?
Sure.
24% chance of making the playoffs now.
Never tell me the odds.
Okay, I won't there.
I'm going Han Solo in the asteroid field. Never tell me the odds.
Man, what a day. Okay, so I want to talk about this with you. I want to get into this. I want to know what you think about the Guardians. I know we've spent like the last month and a half, 2 months, year deflecting and talking about the Browns and where they are at this point. But, man, the Guardians deserve your attention right now. And let's see what they can do this weekend against Minnesota. Because when they come back home next week, man, it could be one rowdy time down at the ballpark, and it could be awesome. But do you believe in this team, and do you think they can do it? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. Matt Wilhelm is going to join us in the next hour. We'll give you a little bit of a preview as we get ready to see the Packers and Browns play on Sunday, a game you'll be able to listen to right here on 92.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
The Fan. Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today. We've got a fantastic show for you on Fridays, as we always do. Matt Wilhelm is going to join us at 11:20. He's a super friend of the show, former Buckeye, former Packers linebacker who picked up a Super Bowl ring there after playing for the Chargers for so many years. Tom Withers, another super friend of the show, Associated Press Emeritus. I love it. He'll join us at noon. Tim May from Letterman Row. I spent many, many years at the Columbus Dispatch. He is also on board with us as Ohio State. What are we doing with Ohio State this weekend? Nothing. Bummer.
Apple picking.
Keep playing, man. I want to play another game.
Take the family apple picking. Reintroduce yourself to your children.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think so. That's how these Saturdays work. You know, feel like the caring parent once again.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for. I wish they would announce all the game times for all year. I hate the fact that you got to wait and like 9 days or 6 days. They have all these silly windows for Ohio State. So I think we're waiting on the Minnesota window now. I think is the next one. We should probably know it by early next week. And then we'll hear from Kevin Stefanski live during the 1 o'clock hour. Plus, we will do quick predicts. And, of course, we will do two keys and a lock coming up a little bit later in the show. So let me go back and ask you this. Obviously, by number of games, and they were able to creep up on the Red Sox in that last spot for the wild card, that the wild card now sits there in front of the Guardians, as does the AL Central, which I don't think anybody in their right mind would have thought that that would be in play going into the last week of the season.
Nope.
With 10 games to go. Kind of break that down for me, Dan. What do you think? If you're a fan, should you be looking at wild card? Should you be looking at Central, or should you just be looking at one day at a time?
One day at a time. And because you've got two different ways that you can get in. You are mostly in control of your own destiny when it comes to the Central. You just have to keep winning. And somewhere in between there, you need the Tigers to drop a game that you win. You just need one. That's it, and all of a sudden you'll be in on the AL Central. The wild card side of things, little bit hairier. You're only a game and a half back, though. You just need two or three. You need two teams to stumble and for you to keep winning. Now, it's an ask to say, hey, you've got to keep winning all of these games. But again, it feels like this team, and more than anything, this pitching staff, has an answer. An answer that we didn't think that they had earlier. You know, the starting pitching staff had been fine throughout the season, but again, ever since that Texas series, and ever since they moved to that six-man rotation and said, you know, what Tanner Bibee said oh so well, I feel like the whole team has picked up that kind of attitude that's come with it. And for those of you who missed it, this was Tanner Bibee after the game.
After Joey's went eight innings, one of his starts, and I was like, dude, like, what was the difference? And he was like, well, I was throwing a lot of fastballs. And I was like, oh. And I kind of thought about it, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And then that's what I did against the White Sox. And then after the first inning, or the first two innings, I started doing it. And then, okay, let's go back to it.
What's the difference between a fastball and a fastball?
The mentality behind it, man. I mean, I feel like sometimes you throw a heater and you're like, oh, I don't want this to get hit. But when you throw like a fastball, it's like, hit it. I dare you.
I'm usually the numbers guy on all of that stuff. Like, I'll usually look at all that stuff. That's not just Bibee. That's this pitching staff's mentality right now. That's all of them. It's.
So where is that Carl? Is that Brad? What is that?
I don't know if it's something that was said. Remember when they sent Cantillo down? I did say it correctly that time.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I keep calling him Cantillo just because I see two L's and think Latin. They sent Cantillo down, and they said, you need to throw more strikes. That's the reason you're getting sent down. And I remember Jeff and I looking at each other going, throw more strikes? What in God's green earth are you talking about? And then he comes back with that, the for lack of dot get fired mentality, the come get some Greg Williams mentality. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the whole team has taken up that come get some. You want to take us down? You're the one who's going to beat us. I'm going to give you my best. You have to beat my best. I'm not over here going to try to make the perfect pitch every single time. I'm just going to throw the pitch you can't hit. And I'm going to dare you to make contact with this. And it feels like the whole staff has taken on that mentality of come get some. We're not giving you this game. You got to come beat us. And if you don't beat us, we're smoking you. Do you get that general idea too? Or is that just me projecting?
Yeah, that's where they are right now. I want to look ahead and go, I wonder how that's going to play against some of these teams that have been playing great baseball all year. And when if it's going to be that kind of a fastball and you're going up against that kind of a hitter, I think eventually attrition's going to take over when you're going up against the elite hitter in Major League Baseball. Can you see that happening? Let's face it, Tigers have a good lineup. It's not like they... I'll take it. Look, if this is the way they've got to get it done, I'm down with it. I'm good with it. Is Atlanta going to give us any help? That's my next question.
I mean, Atlanta fixed the Astros. I mean, I was on here last week with...
they broke us.
I was on there last week with Chris Ossenheimer and telling him, hey, this Astros team smells funny. Like, it kind of feels like the tell-all piece is coming in the future. And then the Atlanta Braves pitched horrendously and got the Astros back on track. And now Chris Ossenheimer is giving me all sorts of grief, which he should. I earned that.
Yeah.
But, like... I don't trust Atlanta to be there to help you. You just got to keep winning.
Well, we do need a little help.
Right. You're going to need it from somewhere. So who knows? Maybe something has changed in there. Atlanta, it has all gone south in a hurry. And I think Brett Snitker has already announced he's pretty much not coming back, or at least the writing's on the wall that he's not coming back. Their manager for the Atlanta Braves.
Right. Otherwise, again, as I said a couple months ago,
it's just Snitker. I think I'm severely mispronouncing it. Go on.
I was just going to say it all comes down.
But me.
I mean, could it all come down to the Texas series? Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Which, again, sign me up. Let's go. I would rather be in the position where I just got to win and get in than to have to worry about anything else. And if that's where this thing ends, where all of a sudden I'm in control of my destiny, that's right where I want to be.
We could also be asking the Red Sox for help, too, at the end.
Come get some.
Because that's, you know, Detroit ends with Boston after us. That's their final. I'm just trying to think of what. I mean, Boston could be fighting too. It'd be crazy if Boston's fighting for that last wild card spot and then they pull the wild card spot and then help us win the Central. That's a possibility too. The scenarios are insane. 25.8% chance the Guardians now have a chance to make the playoffs.
This is so much fun.
They went from 1-10 to 1-4 in one series.
I love it.
It is pretty awesome.
I love it.
Let's go to Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Hi, Ty.
That's right. I wanted to, I'm a Guardians fan first here. I just wanted to reemphasize what was said in your previous segment there, that we should just enjoy the moment here, whatever happens, that is a little, it's when you take just the long approach to that and you realize just enjoy what you're experiencing now rather than worry about the result, you find there's a little less neurosis.
You think they've done that too? I think, team has done that. And if the city wants to reflect the personality of that, then I think we'll all be satisfied.
I would agree with that entirely. And the other thing I wanted to point out maybe to Clevelanders in general here while we prepare for this final week of meaningful baseball, as you guys pointed out, which is an astounding accomplishment considering the bad luck this season. It may be time to just start giving this ownership and front office the kudos they deserve without any qualifications. And just say they do this year after year. I heard some unbelievable data point yesterday, and I don't remember the year it started. It might have been 2015 or 2014 or somewhere in that vicinity, which is all Dolan ownership, period. They have played 30 days of baseball where they were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. That's 30 days in 10 years. Then they've been how much would any Clevelander give the Browns to have an equivalent data point, to have seasons year after year where you're almost always, at the very least, not mathematically eliminated? So it might be time at some point to just say, without qualification, this is the best front office ownership group in the city. End of story. So,
I don't know. Cavaliers do a pretty good job. I'm with you. No, I agree. As far as long-term health and not having to, we don't ride the wave as much with the Guardians. You kind of know where they are, they could be. And the Cavaliers will take you to the highest high and the lowest low. That's the problem.
It would be really nice if this ownership group would have gone, hey, here's a good chunk of change power hitter that we let walk out the door. Stay here. So then that way I'm not playing this game of, okay, my pitching staff has to be unbelievable.
Are you talking about Naylor? Are you specifically talking about Naylor?
You could point to Naylor. You could point
to Lindor. I've been pretty happy with Slade Ciccone.
You could point to Lindor. You could point to whomever else.
That's exactly right with Naylor. If you don't trade Naylor, you don't have Slade. And you're throwing AAA pitchers this year in some games instead of Slade Ciccone. So I don't see how you're saying that Naylor. And might I add that Manzardo has been a capable replacement. Now you know that you can stick with Manzardo. So the Naylor trade is a winner, I think.
So you mean to tell me there's no part of you that looks at this team and says, boy, I really wish we had an outfielder who could hit 35 out?
Yeah, I know, but I'm specifically talking about the Naylor trade. I agree with you. Yes, I can look at that.
I'm going to get 35 out, so then that way my margins are a little bit higher and I'm not asking my pitching staff to be unhittable for a month.
That's a fair point, Dan. That's a fair point. I agree.
And that's why I give them a ton of credit, but at the same time, go get me an outfielder who can hit 30 out so my margins aren't this thin and I'm not playing this game.
Then my response to that is would be this. Even though this organization has had trouble developing hitters, I'd rather they develop that hitter than try and trade for him. Because we don't have to go in to tell Clevelanders just how trades can blow up in your face.
Amen. That's valid. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Let's see what happens. All right, let's roll on with this too, because I want to talk more Guardians with you. I'm sitting here and I'm just like, wow. Why is this not? Maybe now is the time. Why, this should be the giant story in town? Shouldn't it be? Tell me. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.